रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः. किष्किंधा कांड चैप्टर नंबर 67 अ कोलोसल स्प्रिंगबोर्ड. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Thus did Maruti expand his body to enable him to cross the 100 yojanas of sea that lay between. And his valor and energy shot forth from him like a crown of glory. The monkeys beheld it in open-eyed wonder and hailed him with loud and joyful acclamations, now that their despair and grief were chased away. They gathered round him, but at a respectful distance, and gazed at him in growing surprise and wonder, even as all creation beheld the Lord Narayana, when of yore he rose as Trivikrama. Maruti grew in form and shape as Jambavan, and the other monkeys praised and applauded him. He waved his huge tail aloft, and then brought it down with a mighty crash upon the earth. His splendor and his strength grew with each moment. The old veterans saw a miracle, as it were, before their very eyes. When the warmer and heartier they praised, the more gigantic and terrible grew his form and proportions, almost blinding their eyes with its supernal radiance. That son of the Lord of Air grew with each second, even as the lordly lion cub in his mountain cave. His face was then like a huge metal bowl of white heat, and the wise Maruti blazed like a smokeless flaming fire. He rose from the midst of the monkey chiefs. The hairs on his body bristled up with joy as he turned to them with reverence and said, "Mightiest among mighty is the Lord Vayu, the dear friend and ally of the Lord of Fire. Of immense energy, he shatters the huge mountain crests to atoms when he chooses to direct his force against them. The Lord Garuda cannot cope up with him in speed. I am his son, sprung from his loins, born of his energy. I know not my equal in speed, unimpeded course of power of spring. It is a light thing for me to dart from here and circle round the sky-topped Meru 1,000 times without once touching the earth. I will agitate the troubled waters of the ocean and deluge this world into nothing. The force of the wind rushing through my thighs will raise the waters of the seas and dash upon the shores of the leviathans of the deep. Thousands and thousands of times can I circle round without once stopping to take breath the Lord Garuda as he swoops down in his speed and might to bear aloft the huge sea serpents from their fathomless depths. Am I not the firstborn of Vayu, whose currents course even in this body? Nay, this is my birthright and comes to me naturally. I will start with the Lord of the Day from the rising mountain, reach the setting mountain long before him, and speed back to meet him ere he has completed half his course. Then even without touching the earth will I speed back to the setting mountain and meet him once again ere he reaches it. The planets and the stars on high will lag behind me as I flash by them with the speed of thought. I can dry up the measureless deep. I can cleave the solid earth in twain. When I take a leap, the mountains below will crumble into dust. The force of the wind as it rushes through my thighs will draw up the waters of the ocean. Countless trees, flowers, and creepers shall course after me during my airy flight, held in captivity by the furious gale that springs from my speed. Like the path of asterism Swati, my course through the sky shall illuminate its dark depths far and wide. When I leap from here and land on the shores of Lanka, all beings shall shout with joy. You will see me cleave the pathless air like huge clouds, blotting out heaven and earth, and swallowing, as it were, in my speed, the vaults of the blue. I will tear huge clouds into strips. I will cause the giant mountains of the world to tremble and quake in affright. I will stir the ocean to its lowest depths. Three and three alone boast of that wondrous power. Garuda, my father, Lord Vayu, and myself. None other can even dream of following me. Like a stream of lightning will I flash up without any support and reach the shores of Lanka before the mind has time to think of it. All beings will naturally mistake me when I speed through the sky for Lord Mahavishnu in his Trivikrama incarnation. When the good men and true are afflicted with a doubt, the most natural and effective solution is furnished by the thoughts that rise involuntarily and unpremeditated from the innermost depths of their consciousness. Even so does my heart tell me that I will, of a certainty, behold Sita. Hence, cast away grief and sorrow from you and rejoice! For am I not the peer of Garuda and Vayu in might and speed? I am sure that I can hold my course for thousands and thousands of yojanas without feeling the least touch of fatigue. Before the eye has time to wink, will I bring before you the Amrita guarded so jealously by the Vajra and its master, the Devendra. Nay, even the Amrita of the yogins over which the four-faced Brahma keeps sleepless watch. What, will you have me pluck Lanka by the roots and throw it over to you here? Thus did he roar in his might and pride, he, the son of the regent of the air. And the assembled monkey leaders were beside themselves with joy and could hardly gaze at his blinding and matchless splendor. His cheering words that chased away the gloom and despair of the monkeys fell sweetly upon the ears of Jambavan, and he cried out in overwhelming gladness, O valiant son of the thrice fortunate Kesari! O glorious son of a glorious father, the Lord Vayu! O Hanuman, the despondency that had till now lain like a dark all over the spirits of your friends has now been dispelled by the bright moonbeams of your words. Our hearts, our best wishes, our prayers go with you for the success of your quest, and we await your arrival here ever busy with auspicious rites and ceremonies towards your safe and victorious return. Arise and speed across this dark ocean through the might of the blessing of the great sages, through the love and good wishes of the great ones, and through the sanction and the resolve of the hoary veterans among the monkey hosts. Our life breaths are all bound up in you. So we will, as it were, stand upon one leg till we see you once more among us. Then replied Marathi unto them, Nay, but I fear that the solid earth cannot bear the strain of my spring from here. I believe that Mount Mahendra before us, with its broad and firm summits, with its sides veined with rich and beautiful ores, and decked with trees, flowers, and creepers, will serve my purpose better. I will go up its heights and gather in me the speed and power necessary to take me over the 100 yojanas that lie between me and the island home of the Rakshasas. I am sure that Mount Mahendra will be a fit springboard for me. All the monkeys acclaimed the idea with delight, and they proceeded to ascend the lofty mountain. Many a tree, curious and rare, covered its heights. Many a sward of tender and luscious grass carpeted its sides, so dear to the stag, the antelope, and the deer, like gemmed robes. The trees upon it charmed the eye with their flowers and fruits that knew no change of season. The cries of the birds, the trumpeting of the elephants, the growls of the tigers, and the roars of the lordly lions were mellowed into sweetness as they passed through the sounds of the falling cascades and rolls. Its summits pierced the blue sky above. Hanuman, equal in might to Mahendra, roamed for a while among the heights of Mount Mahendra. Like an elephant in its rut, tottering under the mighty blows of the rampant lion, did the huge mountain look as it gave way under the mighty strides of that mighty monkey warrior. The torrents and cataracts swelled and overflowed their banks. Huge rocky peaks were shattered to dust. Lions, elephants, tigers, and other fierce beasts quaked in terror. Towering trees of huge girth crashed down as before a tornado. Crowds of Nagas, Gandharvas, and Vidyadharas, rudely disturbed from their pleasant drinking bouts, rose in the air in hurried disorder, accompanied by countless flocks of birds, large and small. Huge pythons sought to save themselves by hiding in deep clefts. The solid mountain shook to its very roots. Some serpents that rushed out of their holes hissing in fury were crushed then and there into pulp and hung limp and lifeless all over, like small and variegated flags and bandoliers that dotted its sides. Great sages left their caves and silent retreats in haste for more peaceful abodes, like a caravan that leaves behind, in mid-forest, one of their number that cannot follow them. Strength, power, and courage were the birthright of Maruti. And he stood there for a while, gathering into himself the power and speed necessary for his mighty leap across the ocean. He was the best and the noblest of the monkey race. It was of no moment to him to cross the seas and annihilate the foes that dared to bar his path. His high virtues, matchless fame and greatness were the least of his excellences. So he gathered his senses and mind into himself and turned them away from the outside world and its distractions and pictured himself clearly and in detail his course to Lanka and his work there. Mangalam Kushalendraya Mahaniya Gunabdiye Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhaumaya Mangalam. This is the conclusion of Kishkindha Kand of Valmiki Ramayana. Haribol.